lost my drive. I've been stuck in traffic and I can't find my way out. I guess it's Roblox.
What is up, y'all, and welcome to another episode of the Destroying Depression Podcast. As always, I am your host, Jake Danielson, and my bad for getting this one out a little late on a Monday, and my bad if this one don't make the most sense. I had a colonoscopy this morning, and yesterday I was prepping for it, so I was in no shape to do it yesterday, and I'm still a little loopy today, but I said we're getting back on track with the podcasting, so we are out here doing it. And this week, you know, I really want to talk about what I just saw recently. You know, my boy Brian Gaines, for those of you who listen, go check him out. He does amazing things, but He talked about, you know, believing in yourself. And, you know, a lot of people who listen to this podcast probably do believe in themselves, and a lot of you probably don't. You know? And that's okay, too. It's hard to believe in yourself, you know, when you've known so much hurt and you've gone through a lot. It's hard to believe, one, that things can get better, and two, that you can be better, that you can be a better person. You know, when it feels like you've messed up time and time again. When it feels like you repeatedly make the same mistakes. But the thing is, I realized lately, is when it comes to believing in myself, I don't have to be perfect all the time. I believe in myself more and more lately. Not because I'm perfect, not because I've beaten all my struggles, not because I've overcome everything that I've set to overcome, but because I'm taking steps in that direction. And I know I've talked about it before, taking a baby step, but that's not just in terms of, you know, taking care of your health. That's in just terms of your growth, man. A lot of us struggle with some really hard things. Whether it be, you know, self-harm, addiction, you know, ideations, whatever it is. Some of us have been through some really hard stuff. You know what I'm saying? Attempts. Assault. All these difficult things. So sometimes it's easy to hear someone say, all you gotta do is get your mind right and get through it. And then we beat ourselves up when we don't perfectly get through it. But here's what I'm saying. Maybe we don't need to get through it perfectly. Maybe we just have to take a step in the right direction. And see even our setbacks as a win because we handled it better this time. That's what I'm starting to learn. Is even though it is a step, like I've had some setbacks lately. I've done some things, you know. I'm still struggling with some things on my personal growth and development. But what I've realized is I'm not beating myself up so much because I'm doing better. I'm taking a step towards getting rid of those things. I want to get rid of them. It's not a step forward. It's still a setback to me, but I'm not absolutely annihilating myself for it because this time when I fell off, you know, and did something I didn't love, it was better. Or this time when I did it, I stopped it earlier than last time. I went for one day without, or except for going for days, you know? And this time I'm realizing that, like, even though I have a new struggles, I'm not drinking anymore. I haven't drank this whole year. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's these little wins that matter so much on our healing journey. Because when you've gone through such heavy and severe things, you can't always expect yourself just to get rid of whatever your struggle is, just to be like, I'm better, I'm not doing this ever again. Yeah, have that mindset, and I hope to God that it works, you know? But for a lot of us, we're going to have that mindset, and then we're going to mess up, and that's okay. The important thing is not in the mess up. The important thing is getting back up and trying again after the mess up. And the important thing is, are we growing? Are we messing up a little less this time? Are we taking a tiny step in the right direction? That's growth. If you can take a little step in the right direction for a year, for 2 years, for 3 years, all of a sudden that thing that was such a huge problem in your life isn't a problem anymore. And yeah, we're like, oh, but like that's 3, 4 years, 5 years down the road. And yeah, that sucks to think it's that long, but isn't that better than struggling with the same thing for 5 years and continuing to struggle with it because we never give ourselves grace and forgiveness? And we beat ourselves up and we do the exact same thing in the exact same way, and we run in the exact same hamster wheel because we aren't taking the right steps. Healing's hard. It's miserable. I'm not going to beat around the bush on that. It's one of the hardest things you ever do. You start healing, like truly healing, you'll realize it ain't sunshine and rainbows. It's going to kick your ass. It's going to beat you down. It's going to make you want to quit, want to give up. It's going to do all of those things. But the important part is, can you still take that beating and take a step in the right direction? Because that's the thing is, up until probably a month ago, I was so hard on myself. And I couldn't even see how much I was still growing because I was beating myself up still for the places I haven't been perfect. And that's the thing is, so many of us want to be perfect. We want to be perfect people. We want to be perfectly healed. We want to be perfect friends. We're human beings. We're going to mess up sometimes. The key isn't to not mess up. I hope some of us don't. I hope some of us can give up what we're struggling with forever. Some of us will. But this is a message for those of us that struggle with that. To give yourself some grace and forgiveness and realize if you're taking even the smallest step in the right direction, you're healing. Even if it feels like a huge setback, if it's not as big a setback as last time, you're healing. If you have the same problem but you went longer this time, last time you went 1 week, this time you went 2 weeks, you're healing. That's healing. That's what it takes. Because the next time you go 3 weeks, the next time you go 4 weeks, and the next time you go 2 months, and the next time it's a year. That's how you heal. That's what healing takes. It takes falling off, having setbacks, doing the wrong thing 1,000 times so you can finally learn to do the right thing. Life isn't about being perfect. Life is about sometimes falling down and picking yourself up no matter how bad you got knocked down and saying, I'm going to get up and I'm going to try again. So this is my reminder that whatever you're going through, you are not alone. Please reach out, friends, family, therapist, you know, whoever you guys need. Hit the DMs, send me an email, whatever you guys need. But please just reach out, get the help that you need. And as always, have a good week.